Well, Tim, it was a dirty day for South Australian footy yesterday. Unfortunately, neither side could get the job done. Let's start with Port Adelaide, because you were there calling it for 5AA.
Correct.
Wasn't your best
Correct
day.
Correct and present.
And you needed a little walk after the game just to sort of
air the
grievances and clear your mind. I'm sure a bit of that's going on at Port Adelaide too. Let's head to Alberton. Assistant coach Nathan Bassett joins us. Bass, appreciate your time.
Not a problem.
What happened?
Well, it was a fair way short of how we've been playing is a fair way to put it. We're certainly beaten up a little bit around the ball. They were able to come out the front of stoppage and, we weren't able to defend well enough. And then in the last quarter, we couldn't bring the ball to ground in the forward line.
Yeah, that was one of the points that a lot of people were a bit frustrated with was the ball coming in, yeah, high ball, we appreciate that, but the lack of contest to just bring that front and centre opportunity just didn't happen, did it? And that must have been frustrating for you guys.
Yeah, it was. It was. Because the ground ball guys have done a pretty good job generally in the forward line. And, in the end, our tall forwards didn't compete hard enough to bring that ball to ground.
Hey, the Richmond, you're right. I thought they brought back some of their pressure that maybe they'd been lacking a bit in previous weeks. They brought that pressure back, but I thought they were very slick by hand.
Yeah, they were certainly able to get some good meterage out of stoppage and get the ball in deep. And, they sort of had some of those goals where they ran at us and beat us over the back, which, we knew they were going to bring that, but we weren't able to get it done in terms of pressure around the contest. And then work rate to get from one to the next.
So now you've swapped to the forward setup now. I actually think the first couple of weeks it's been pretty impressive, and you're going, okay, well, we're getting the score that we probably need to win most games. Last night, how did you see it working? I thought Ebo did his role. I thought Sammy Gray got his three goals, those sorts of things. What did you see working? What did you see not?
I think Ebo's been very good up for it. I think, there's still some opportunities for him to improve more around his efficiency. He's got his hands to a lot of balls and, he's got in some great spots without quite making the most of it. But, we were struggling through the midfield. So, he gets pulled out of there a little bit to patch up the midfield. And, probably Brad and Connor have been the two best performing forwards so far this season.
With the young guys, we all know that they're going to have their peaks and troughs as they learn the craft. I thought Xavier Dersma probably his best game so far.
I think he's very good in the first two rounds. I think he struggled a little bit the last 2 weeks and, struggled a bit last night. And it'd probably be fair to say that, all our younger guys struggled a little bit last night and were down on what their performance has been. I just scored a goal. Nice goal, son. The younger guys have been down. So, they've been terrific for us. But, the last night wasn't their best night.
We should say Nathan's watching his son play soccer. We appreciate you taking our call, Bass, for that. Well, hopefully someone videotaped it. You can watch it again with him later. Hey, Nathan, looking away from it, do you get nervous when a team comes to town with four of their big guns missing? Because it seems like Port Adelaide, for whatever reason, are slightly off, and Richmond, for whatever reason, are going, well, you know what, let's just give it everything we've got because, these guys are missing and you get the result.
We're not good enough to be taking anyone lightly in the AFL, and we're as a team and as a club, we're trying to improve consistently and play consistent footy. So, while we had our chances to win, certainly late in the game, and again probably should have got it done. It was a performance compared to the week before against Brisbane was a lot worse, and we're here to help the guys be the best they can be, and we weren't that at all yesterday.
So you said the midfield, had to make some moves to get other guys in there. What wasn't happening in that middle part of the ground that should have been happening?
We probably didn't have the consistency in our work in terms of what we're doing with our body work. We certainly weren't winning the clearances. Are coming out too easy. I mean, it has been a bit of a battle with our wingmen, given you know, we haven't quite settled on who's playing those roles. You know, we lost Carl and Jack Watts, who were, you know, probably two of our first three wingmen in the first two rounds, and you know, they were just able to come out too easily out the front of stoppage. And you know, the midfield's been pretty good so far, you know, and given, you know, the players we lost in there from last season, they've done a very good job. But you know, last night was probably their biggest struggle for the year so far.
I thought we'd probably have an advantage with the two ruckmen up against Nan Curvis and the other big fella Bolter, but it didn't appear that we got the dominance I thought we might.
No, I think that's fair to say. You know, I don't think either of our ruckmen had their best night. And, you know, we need to be better again this week.
Bass, you're a great defender in your time. That is not 50 metres when you push a bloke. Now, I will agree it's a free kick and probably maybe from the centre, but it's too big a penalty against Ryan Burton in a crucial part of the game.
Yeah, look, there's certainly been some adjustments of rules around what's considered contact and what's not. I mean, probably even Connor Rosie and I think it was Stack that got a free kick in the last quarter. I mean, you wouldn't have got a free kick for that. In the last 150 years of footy, but this year they're free, so you know, we play by the rules and move on.
Nathan Bassett, our guest from Port Adelaide. Ken said you don't like the favourites tag, or at least you're unable to handle that tag. You're not going to have that this week, Nathan, when you head to the West.
Really? no, West has a pretty good side. We're looking at ways to improve. You know, we've had three pretty reasonable performances. You know, probably Carlton wasn't brilliant, but three pretty reasonable performances and one where, you know, we've fallen short. So, you know, our job's to keep putting our best out there each week and keep improving our team and our list. And, you know, you never know what happens in this season. It's a funny old footy year, and, you know, teams you think are going to win aren't winning, and teams you think haven't got much chance are winning. So, you know, it's helping the guys get better, and you never know what happens.
Yeah, over there on Good Friday to play the West Coast Eagles, and you're saying it is a bit unpredictable at the moment, but West Coast, besides round one, they are a very predictable outfit, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, they're a very good side. They have been for more than just last season, you know, really since Adam Simpson's been there. They've been pretty consistent. So, you know, they've got some great forward targets. You know, they're getting their midfield back together. You know, Gaff's pretty handy inclusion for them. I'm not sure Tom Jones will be getting the round of applause when he gets the possession this week like Gaff was. They're a good team. They've got those terrific mark interceptors down back too that, you know, given the last 2 weeks, are going to test us.
Well, Nathan, the beauty is you can get over there and hopefully do what Richmond did to you guys and sneak over, bond together, get the points, come home, enjoy the chocolates over Easter and reset and go again for the season. We really appreciate your time. Never easy after a loss. Never easy when your son's playing soccer too and clearly dominating Bass. So,
well, he's actually looking okay today, so all good.
See, there's always a silver lining to a dark cloud. Hey, Nathan, appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Bass.
Good luck against the Eagles.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Tim.
Nathan Bassett, Port Adelaide assistant coach. And Tim, as we said at the start, you were there. Disappointment in the commentary box, disappointment at the Oval, and no doubt in the coach's box as well. That was one they would have expected.
Yeah, Port fans very frustrated. And that's probably the key word. Everybody sort of walked away from it going, you know, there's another game which has been a little bit of a trend over the last four seasons of, we should win this one. Mm. So then everybody's getting nervous. And that isn't a great tag to have, that you can't handle favouritism or you can't handle the expectation that you should win. And that is, and Port Adelaide looked like they wanted to explode but could never do that. So I give that credit to Richmond and the way they played and the intensity they had around the ball to not allow them to break free and run over the top. So, yeah, look, all credit to Richmond, I thought. And Bass is right. There was patches and moments and things that you go, okay, well, it's not completely tragic, but it's another game that you go, oh, should have won that one.
Reckon Damien Hardwick's had better wins, but maybe none more important, or, you know, with a little asterisk on that one.
I reckon he'd be very proud of it. I think there were six really big names, premiership players that didn't play.
Yep, and your big four for the first time in some five-odd years. Nathan Bassett, our guest, doom and gloom at Port Adelaide, but they can turn that around against the West Coast Eagles. Unfortunately for South Australian footy fans, the night didn't get any better because Adelaide will stank it up, really, against the Kangaroos. We're going to speak to Ben Hart next.